What is a quantity surveyor and what roles are there in the profession? I'm UCEM PR and Social Media Manager Andrew Belt, and joining me to answer these questions, among others, is UCEM BSc Honours Quantity Surveying Programme Leader, Priti Lodhia. Hi Priti.
Hi Andrew.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to do this podcast.
You're very welcome. As I mentioned at the top, could you first talk me through what is a quantity surveyor?
Yeah, sure. So a quantity surveyor is a professional that provides expert advice on the financial aspects of a construction project. So they're also sometimes known as a cost consultant or a commercial manager.
Okay, and what different roles are there in the profession?
So there's mainly two types of quantity surveyors. So you get a professional quantity surveyor, or PQS, and they work for the client. And then you get the contractor's quantity surveyor, who works for the contractor.
And what do each of these roles do?
Okay, so my background is as a PQS, so I'll talk you through that first. I basically worked on the client side of building projects. PQSs generally tend to work for consultancy firms and basically manage the construction costs for the client. So we're involved, you know, from early on in the building project, and we help clients set budgets for the project. And then on traditionally procured projects, we'd work very closely with the design team during the development of the design to ensure that the costs stay within the budget. PQSs tend to create estimates and cost plans as well, just to help manage the costs on the project. And then once the design is complete, they'd then be involved with the tendering process and helping to choose the contractor. Once the project actually goes onto site, then we'd be involved with doing valuations of the work and also managing any variations that might come about. We also then be reporting to the client, providing cost reports to give them advice about how the costs on the project are going. Some PQSs as well, also during that post-contract period, tend to take on the role of a contract administrator, so they'd be helping to manage the contract.
Okay, so that's the PQS side.
Yes, so that's the PQS side. So then you've got a contractor's quantity surveyor. They also work with the PQS, but they work on the opposite side, so they work for the contractor. So they do both tend to work closely together, but the contractor's PQS is employed on the contractor's side. So they're also managing the costs on the project, and they try to make sure that the project remains profitable for the contractor. So one of my colleagues, actually, Amanda Milambo, who's a programme leader for the MSc Quantity Surveying, she used to work as a contractor's quantity surveyor. Yeah, so they'd get involved on a traditional project, usually in the tendering period, so they can be involved with evaluating the tender documents and advising on risk. They also might be involved with pricing the tender documents and advising on the completion of contract documents. And then post-contract, they will be carrying out all the financial administration of the contract. Again, they might be involved with submitting valuations for the work and doing any variations as well. And they'd work closely with any subcontractors and suppliers and manage the contracts and payments with them as well. They also carry out cost value reconciliations, and they prepare and agree final accounts with the client's quantity surveyor.
And keeping costs down, of course, very important for any company. So in real layperson's terms, you have the client and you have the contractor. So the client, say, is some organisation which is wanting to create a new HQ, as an example. And the contractor, that would then be the firm working on the construction side.
Yes.
So correct. Working between those two. So is that's it's kind of as simple as that.
Yes, is it? Yeah, that's it in simple terms, yeah, definitely.
Great. Okay. Glad I could work that out. And what would you say is the best thing about quantity surveying?
And so what I really love about quantity surveying is the variety and the different sectors and roles that you can be involved with. It's so diverse and multifaceted. You know, there's just so many different areas that you can work in. And also day to day as well, you're going to be doing lots of different tasks. It's not like you're doing the same thing every day. There's so much variety. And I do remember as well, when I was doing my degree, that I actually really loved the variety of subjects that the degree covered, because, you know, we'd be studying law, construction technology, you know, marketing, economics. So I just felt that the degree gave me knowledge in lots of different areas.
And I think, again, sort of a general understanding of quantity surveying, you would think maths would be a really important part of it, if you're coming up with all the costs, plans and estimates. So I imagine that that is a very important facet.
Yeah, so maths is quite important, but I wouldn't let that put you off. So as long as, you know, you can do basic maths and trigonometry, sort of like GCSE maths, really, that's all you really need. And then you can, you know, pick up the rest while you're going along. But yeah, there is obviously an element of maths in there.
Yeah, so you don't have to be a maths whiz like, you know, Rachel Riley or something like that. That's
no,
good,
exactly,
good to know.
Yeah, just basic understanding of maths. And
yeah,
fine.
Great. And why should people consider studying on your programme? So you're programme leader of the BSc programme we offer here at UCEM. So yeah, I'll leave that with you.
Okay, brilliant. So I think that the UCM degree is really fantastic due to it, the flexibility that it offers. So you can continue to work while you study, and you know, so you're then gaining that actual valuable experience as well as studying alongside. And also, you know, you can really speed up or slow down your programme depending on your current situation. So I think that's fantastic that it gives people that flexibility, and you know, they can help it fit into their life and study around their other commitments. The other great thing I find about the programme as well is that, you know, you're going to be studying with students from all over the world, so it has really got that international feel. You can learn about, you know, the experiences of others from in different countries as well, and so, you know, you can see what quantity surveying is like in other countries from where you interact with the other students.
Most students, of course, will be working full-time and then studying with us part-time, so that's going back to your flexibility point, so you can continue that professional trajectory. And finally, sort of on that, what typically do graduates of the programme go on to do in the sector?
Okay, so graduates would go on to either obviously doing a quantity surveying job, so again they can become a professional quantity surveyor working on the client side, or they may become a contractor's quantity surveyor working for the contractor. Some areas that they can specialise into, so they might specialise in mechanical and electrical quantity surveying or civil engineering quantity surveying. Other things that they might go on to do is to maybe become project managers, because as you're working as a QS you get lots of experience of managing projects and risks, and you know, you are a key advisor to the client, and so some people tend to move into project management as an outcome of this. There's a lot of variety in the QS roles as well that you might be doing, because you can work on lots of different sectors. So you know, you could be working in railway projects or commercial developments such as offices and business parks. So you know, it is really quite diverse what you can go into after doing the degree.
Thanks, Pretty. So if you would like to learn more about Pretty's programme, head to ucem.ac.uk and navigate to the right page by choosing programmes from the menu. Thanks for listening.